Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Coombe Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. It's KSI Fight Week.
Oh, yes.
Finally, he's back. What's happening, mate?
It's good to be back. It's good to be back boxing. I've missed it, bro. I remember I was watching Jake Paul fighting, who is it, Askren and Woodley, and I could like feel it in my veins. I was just angry because I was like, this. Everyone thinks that he's the guy when it comes to boxing, and I don't know, I felt some type of way, so I was like, you know, I can't wait to get back, can't wait to, you know, get back into the ring and show everyone that I mean business. And I've been working, man, I've been working for years. You know, people think I've taken a 3-year layoff just to do music and that's it, or do Sidemen and that was it. No, I've like been working on my whole boxing stance, you know, changing like from orthodox to southpaw, being able to do certain moves, working on my balance, you know, making sure with my jab it's all good, you know, making sure I'm defensively sound, just improving my boxing. Because I felt like, you know, beforehand, with the previous fights I had, I never really got to understand boxing. It was kind of just like I was always thrown into the deep end and I was able to swim every time. But it's like now I want to be confident and not have to rely on just my dogginess and the heart.
I was in LA 3 years ago, such a huge event, and I think after that, for the first kind of year after that, I kind of, speaking to people around you, you know, people like Vidal and all these guys, and I was convinced that you had kind of done that and weren't going to return to the ring because you didn't need to, but I suppose back then, was it always a plan at some point you would come back?
I knew that me being Jake Paul was the last, the Thanos stone that I needed. it was literally the last thing I needed to do to secure my legacy and, you know, have me be seen as the GOAT. And, you know, obviously Jake Paul's been doing his thing. That's all he's been focusing on, whereas I've had to deal with, you know, YouTube, Sidemen stuff, Side Plus, all the Sidemen channels, you know, my own channel, music and Prime and all these other entities that I've had to focus on. But then in the background, I've just been training, just working, working and working, just buying my time and letting Jake, you know, run his mouth, let him say this and say that. And it's funny because he's always like, oh, why am I ducking him this, ducking him that? But, you know, I called him out first. This was my game plan, to fight Jake Paul first and then fight Logan Paul after, because I saw that as the biggest fight. But Jake didn't want it. So obviously I had to go for Logan first and then we had our battles, and then now it's Jake Paul's turn. Jake Paul has done well with the few years that he's done with boxing, but it's time for me to show that I mean business. And instantly I'm fighting two people in one night. One's a pro boxer, one's a guy who called me out saying you'd smoke me. So like I'm there like, all right, cool, two birds, one stone, happy days, let's go.
Oh, right, okay. You can answer all this kind of together rather than me keep asking questions. So, from Alex Wasabi, to the opponent that was originally announced, yes. which there was, I just wanted you to address that, kind of the controversy around that, and now these two opponents. Could you just kind of just sum up that period?
Okay, well, it started out with me wanting to fight Alex Wasabi. Obviously, he beat my bro, and me and Alex Wasabi, we've had a lot of beef. We've had a lot of back and forth for years. Like, a lot of new fans don't really understand, but we've been going at it for time. He's just so smug, and he just thinks he's the shit. And I'm just there like, bro, you're not. Let's go, let's fight. So when he agreed to fight, I was like, okay, cool. He's a man of his word. He's finally decided to fight, because I said I'll fly him over, or I'll go to you and, you know, spar him, this and that. And he's always chickened out. So this time I was like, all right, cool, we're actually fine. And then he said he got a concussion, and then he had to pull out the fight. And he said, oh, I've got a doctor's note and this and that. And I'm just like, wow. Wow, so legit, like, this close to the fight, you started to chicken out. We had a little back and forth, or face-to-face, not, like, physically, but, like, virtually. And I think that shook him up. I think he saw how serious I was and how focused I was, and it terrified him. To the point where, yeah, he ran into a wall and said he got a concussion and said that's why he can't fight. But obviously, for me, the most important thing was making sure this event continued, because this undercard is insane. We've got some big, big fights, and I didn't want, you know, Alex Wasabi to ruin this. So, you know, we had someone contracted to fight next, and that was Swarms. So Swarms, he called me out. He said he'd smoke me, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. Everyone who chats, you know, that crud online, it's all right, cool, let's back it up then. So, you know, to be fair on him, he has, you know, come through and said, yeah, let's fight, let's do it. And he's, you know, obviously making excuses already, but it is what it is. We're going to come through and we're going to fight. And I'm going to show him the levels. It's simple as that. And then obviously, for me, I just felt like it was a bit lackluster. I felt like I wasn't challenging myself. Like, for me, fighting Alex, it was kind of just like I wanted to show the world, like, yeah, I can destroy Alex, and that's blessed. 6 rounds, happy days, easy. But then when he pulled out and it's just Swarms, I was like, all right, well, the opponent is just not as, it's just not as, like, exciting for me. So I was like, all right, cool, let me just fight 2 people in one night. Let me just do it and make one of them a pro boxer. Let me show that I'm serious about this boxing thing. And, yeah, obviously we had a certain person beforehand, but he turned out to be... well, yeah, a white supremacist, so we got rid of him, cleared him out, got rid of him instantly, and replaced him with Pineda. And, yeah, if anything, Pineda's better. He's a taller guy, taller than Logan, longer reach. He's a pro boxer, and, yeah, he's got a good left body. You know, we've done our research on him. He's got a good left body, a decent uppercut, and he's good at finding that range as well. But I think with me, obviously, I'm going to just have to try and get on the inside. And I'm, you know, way better at slipping and making sure that, you know, I'm going to just destroy him as well. So I want to show the levels. You know, I even tweeted, I'm going to shock the world. I know it's a little bit of a meme because Nate Robinson tweeted that. And obviously, he shocked the world by being face down on the canvas. But with me, you know, I'm going to show that I'm different. Like, I can say certain words and it's not going to make a difference.
What's the time period in between each fight you're going
to
have?
I actually thought it was going to be back-to-back. So that's what we were training for. That's what I've been training for. Like, you know, I've sparred 2 opponents, you know, back-to-back. So I sparred one person, then they swap out for another fighter, and then they swap out for the same fighter, and it's just back and forth, back and forth. So I've done, like, 6-plus rounds of that. But then... my manager and everyone else told me that's not the case. You're not doing that. That's ludicrous. I was like, I'm down for it, but they were like, you fight first and then I fight last as well. So I was like, it's kind of cool because gets everyone in quick, because they're like, oh snap, like KSI's the first fight, we have to see this. So get people in, see me fight, and realize, oh damn, yeah, KSI's about it. And then they see what I do to a pro boxer. So,
okay, I know you've got a very busy day, so just a couple more, Jay. Yeah. I saw you made some quotes yesterday about Conor McGregor, so yes. I just wanted you to touch on that, mate.
Yeah, I think for me, the main goal is Jake Paul. I want to fight Jake Paul. Like, I don't want to fight anyone else besides Jake Paul. At the end, that's the end goal, okay? So I'm going to, like, work my way up to fighting people to show that I'm better than Jake Paul and then eventually get to Jake Paul. But then after that, I was like, I'll weigh up my options, see where I'm at, see what I want to do. And I was like, you never know. Like, I might want to have a super fight with Conor McGregor. Why not? Or Mayweather might want it. Or, you know, whoever. Like, it's one of those things where once I reach that point, then I'll decide. But right now, my focus is on Jake Paul. And all these fights I'm doing beforehand, it's just building the hype for that Jake Paul fight. Building and showing everyone, you know, increase my highlight reel, essentially. Building and showing that I'm about it and that I'm serious when it comes to this boxing thing.
And you believe you would knock Jake Paul out?
Yes, I know, 100% believe that. Yeah, 100%. 100%. He will not be able to deal with me. There's a reason why I'm called the Nightmare. Like, I will smother him and he will just not be able to breathe. I will drown him and he will struggle. He will not be able to last when it comes to me. His output is too low. My output is too high. And I just work on that. And I'm just too good. I'm way better than him. And I just need to prove it, though. That's it. I can say all this, but if I don't show it, then it's not going to mean anything. So I'm going to let my boxing do the talking. And then once that's done all the talking, then it's like, all right, cool, let's fight.
I wanted to ask you about Misfits Boxing. Yes. Obviously involved with Callis Arland, who's been prominent in his family's been involved in professional boxing for however many years. Yeah. But yeah, just talk to me about the concept and the idea behind Misfits Boxing, which is now on DAZN.
Well, with Misfits Boxing, it's all about, you know, taking people who wouldn't normally box, or influencers, or social media stars, or rappers, or musicians who aren't known for boxing, wanting to try out and get involved with boxing. We're trying to build that space because there's a gap in the market for it. I feel like, you know, when it comes to, I don't know, someone like me versus Swarms, like, you know, you're never going to get that on a pro boxing fight. They're not going to even allow it. They're going to be like, nah, whatever, get out. But with Misfits, we allow that to happen. And, you know, we allow people who, you know, do normal social media, who play the violin, box someone who does something completely different. It's with Misfits, it's in the word. Everyone's a misfit. And it's not traditional. It's not what you expect, but it's entertaining, bro. And that's why we've made it. We've made it because we want to create a space that the traditional boxing scene wouldn't allow. And I guess eventually, if we start doing the numbers, they're going to have to maybe want to accept it.
Okay, final question. You were very vocal on your social media about Anthony Joshua's loss over the weekend in Saudi Arabia, which I was at. Just wanted you to touch on that. And it was it was almost a dig at the people digging at Anthony Joshua from yourself.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of distasteful with how people were treating AJ. Like, AJ's done so much for the, you know, British heavyweight boxing scene. And for us to just, you know, shit on him while he's having a moment, I don't know, it was kind of unfair. And, you know, I did say beforehand, I think Usyk's going to win. But that's just because he's just technically better. He's just skillfully better. His amateur experience is just way more than AJ. AJ learned how to box when he was about 18, 19. Usyk's been doing it for years before that. And he just has so much more experience. And he just knows how to beat AJ. You know, styles make fights. And Usyk's style just works for AJ. Whereas AJ's style AJ just struggles against Usyk's style. And, you know, I think it's hard for him to be able to, you know, deal with Usyk. And it was a shame. Like, you could tell he was frustrated. You could tell he was angry. But I think there's no point knocking a man while he's down. You know, just be supportive and appreciate everything that he's done for the whole boxing scene. And then, just be happy. Like, cool, we're going to have, hopefully, a Fury versus Usyk, you know, a fight that everyone's excited for. I'm very excited for. You know, I think Fury will win that, but, you know, it's going to be exciting to see what Usyk can do for towards Fury. And it's going to just be a great fight. So, yeah, I think we need to be a bit more supportive in terms of all the boxes, because, you know, they're doing it, and it's, you know, compared to all these other people who are just saying it from their screens or saying it from the outside.
JJ, appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck. Two fights, one night. No, but wish you the best of luck anyway. Shout out to Prime Hydration as well.
Yes,
obviously,
yes.
Heavily involved with Arsenal as well. Have you got a bottle here?
Yeah, there it is. Jeez! Get that Prime, even though you can't get it anywhere, really.
Not yet. All right, we'll catch you after your, two fights on Saturday live on DAZN at the O2 this week.
Mm-hmm. That's it. See you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.